This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police being held in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the first day of the DGP-IGP conference in Raipur witnessed extensive deliberations on different aspects of India's security system. He said that this is a great forum to share best practices and innovations in this field. The three-day conference began on Friday at the Indian Institute of Management in Nava Raipur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, the Union Minister of State for Home, Directors General of Police from various states and Union Territories, as well as heads of central police organizations are attending the conference. Cyclone Dithwa is now located at 80 kilometers east of Vedaranyam, 100 kilometers southeast of Karaikal, 190 kilometers near Puducherry and 290 kilometers south of Chennai. It is likely to move towards North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and adjoining Andhra Pradesh coast by today morning. According to the update from the Regional Met Department, for the next 3 hours, heavy to moderate rain has been predicted in 12 coastal districts, including Chennai, Chengalpattu, Kodalur and Kanchipuram, and widespread light to moderate rains in other districts of the state. The Ministry of Home Affairs has said that the officials are in constant touch with Coast Guard and authorities in the state and Union Territory. The Union Home Secretary reviewed the preparedness with the Chief Secretaries of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh and directed them to maintain high alertness and coordination. The Coast Guard has deployed 3 ships and 1 aircraft off the Tamil Nadu coast and advised small vessels to return to the harbour. 282 fishing boats were found at sea and are currently operating on the west coast. The Regional Operations Centre of the Coast Guard are broadcasting weather warnings in local languages. 14 disaster response teams have been kept on standby to act in case of emergency. 10 additional NDRF teams have been airlifted to Chennai from Pune and Vadodara. To ensure robust communication, the Disaster Management Control Room tested satellite phone communication with the districts in zone of impact of cyclone. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has reviewed preparedness to ensure passenger safety and minimize disruptions ahead of Cyclone Dithwa. He emphasized establishment of dedicated helplines and passenger assistance desks to support travelers facing uncertainties due to cancellations or rerouting of trains. He has instructed concerned officials to ensure activation of war rooms at divisional, zonal and railway board levels to monitor the situation and remain alert for any extreme situation. Mr. Vaishnav has also asked the railway officials to coordinate with the civil administration authorities to proactively communicate with the passengers until normalcy is restored. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued cyclonic storm warning for North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh coasts in the wake of Cyclone Dithwa. IMD has informed that cyclonic storm over the southwest bay of Bengal is moving north, northwest and is expected near North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and southern Andhra Pradesh coast by early morning today. In addition, the Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry, Karaikal and Tamil Nadu for today. According to the IMD, cold wave conditions are likely to prevail over Punjab and Odisha today, while dense fog can be observed in Himachal Pradesh till Tuesday. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has shifted from very poor to poor quality. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index of the region was recorded at 290 as of 8 p.m. yesterday. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has said that software upgrade has been completed in 270 out of 338 affected aircraft in the country. These include aircraft of IndiGo, Air India and Air India Express. The upgradation of 68 remaining aircraft will be completed soon. The software upgradation is being done after the DGCA ordered an immediate halt to flights operated by the Airbus A320 family until airlines complete mandatory safety modifications. The sweeping move covers the Airbus A318, A319, A320 and A321 fleet and required operators to ground aircraft until prescribed checks and fixes are completed. And that is the end of this news bulletin.